Now you can start the recording, please, Jim. There we go. I must admit today's readings are ones where I can sort of struggle, because it's been my privilege on a number of occasions to serve as a disaster recovery chaplain. And I can remember going to near Kalbarri in Western Australia, or actually near Northam, to a farmer who had lost every one of his sheds, and not the chook pen. It was really quite strange. Yes, there he was with all this enormous damage, and we're standing and a tree has fallen and spared the chooks by that much. And you just go, where is God in all this? And I had to sit back with him and look at that story of Elijah on the mountain in the storm and the thunder and the fire. And each time it's described and it goes, but God was not in the storm. God was not in the fire. God was not in the wind. Yet we have passages like this, and 7 weeks ago in the stories leading up in Holy Week, we have stories of signs in the heavens. We have stories of God displaying, I am God, pay attention, in the disruptions. And one can only to describe the loss of Jesus to the disciples as a disruption is to take an already strong word but use it in an incredibly weak fashion. It was an amazing upheaval. So you can only imagine what it meant to the town when this big storm blew up. Then we have the fire. And we have the fire settling on a community, the community of disciples. So in this passage, we have God commanding attention, reminding us of God's amazing transforming power. And then we have the sign of that power given to a community. A community that, let's be honest, up until this point had got pretty meek. They were living in fear. And suddenly, they couldn't be shut up. Suddenly, language, the differences of culture, their fear were not enough. They could not help but to proclaim the amazing things God had done for them. So we gather today, as we gather every Sunday, to celebrate the amazing things God has done and continues to do for us. Last week, I reflected on the amazing concept that when we talk about dwelling in the vine, that means God is dwelling in us, and reflecting that there's no way on earth we could ever be worthy, ever live up to the challenge. In brackets, which I now add this week, in our own strength. The God who turns things upside down and inside out who lifts the poor, who makes new life where no hope was seen, is alive in this place. Is alive in this community. That God speaks through us. That God lives in us. Not just when we are gathered here, but when we go out and we proclaim. When we go into the world with acts of love and hope. When we seek in our fragile human endeavours to make a difference and help the unloved feel loved, we are made by the power of the Holy Spirit, something which we could never dare to imagine. The embodiment of the living and creative God. So I pray for us this Pentecost as I pray for us each and every day that we may know God's Spirit living among us. It's fire. In the ancient world, fire was the agent of purity. If you want gold, and I've seen it done, you want gold, what do you have to do? You have to burn it. You have to burn away that which is not pure and true. Quite literally, that's the assignment we did. Still in advanced chemistry, in analytical chemistry, quite literally what you do is you weigh it, you burn it, and you weigh it again, and the bit that you're left over, we say, well, that's a pure gold. Hasn't changed in all those thousands of years. We come this Pentecost and ask that Spirit to move in us, purifying us, equipping us, challenging us, so that we may witness not to ourselves, but for the life of the living God who has so much to offer the Redlands and the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So let's sing.